Researchers in Hawaii have discovered an extraordinary carnivorous caterpillar, previously unknown to science. The insect, which has been dubbed the bone collector, lives exclusively in spider webs where it scavenges for food while dressed in the remains of the spider's previous victims, hence the name. Now, if that isn't remarkable enough, it's thought this caterpillar only inhabits a single mountainside on a remote Hawaiian island. Daniel Rubinoff at the University of Hawaii at Manoa made the amazing discovery.
This is a caterpillar that doesn't look like a caterpillar at all. In fact, the first time we found it, we didn't know what it was that we were looking at. It looks like a broken bag of bug bits, all sort of sewn together onto a tiny little sack. That's, in fact, the idea. It doesn't want to look like what it is, which is a tasty little caterpillar hiding out in a sleeping bag.
How big is it?
They're about a half an inch long, which I cannot remember in millimeters.
Inches is fine. We're very happy with Imperial.
But yeah, you gave it to us, so it seems fair.
Exactly. But where would I find one of these?
This entire lineage of caterpillar is only found in 15 square kilometers in the Waianae Mountains on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian island chain. And in fact, they are the most restricted lineage of their kind in Hawaii. So it's quite concerning how limited their range is, in fact.
And what do they actually do? What's the biology of these caterpillars?
There are several layers of craziness that they're involved with. First, they're part of a group, the Hawaiian fancy case caterpillars, that has over 400 species. And all of them spin silk cases that they live in. And there are 18 varieties of silk case that they use. And each one is essentially a team, a lineage that has their own case, a burrito case, a bugle case, a purse case, a bow tie with a twist case. And in this case, get the pun, we have the bone collectors. And they make a very particular case and live with spiders. And that's the only situation we're aware of on the planet where you have a caterpillar living with a spider.
And they decorate themselves with bits of dead insect.
Yes, they decorate or die. That's basically the motto. They are trying to deceive the spider into thinking they are not edible. And the way to do that is to take bits of the discarded prey that the spiders had. So an ant head, a fly wing, a beetle butt, a leg from something else, and spin them onto their cocoon such that when the spider does approach them, all it senses is its last few meals and recognizes this isn't probably food. And in fact, the caterpillars will also use the shed skin of the spiders as they grow. They leave their shed skins around, and the caterpillars will pick those up and chew them into little bits and put them on their case as well to sort of fully convince this spider that there is not a caterpillar inside that case.
And is the caterpillar therefore stealing the spider's lunch? So living on the spider web, presumably it gets protection from the spider because the spider's going to defend its web and therefore the caterpillar. But does it also steal the spider's lunch?
So it's not, in my mind, really a freeloader, although I am a bit biased. This is not an orb web spun between two bushes sitting out in open air. These are spiders that make cobwebby webs in closed places where you really wouldn't want to stick your hands, like up in a tree hollow or in a rotting log. And they're catching insects and other things that are sort of running through the open spaces in the log. So the caterpillar is then eating stuff that the spider has caught and already had first dibs on.
How does it also evade the spider's trap? Because the insects that it's preying on with the spider, they're all blundering into this web and getting entangled. So the spiders know where the webs are sticky and they know where to put their feet. Do the caterpillars also know that? Is that how they don't get snared?
We think two things are going on. One is the inside of a log is a very messy place. There's lots of debris and detritus, termite poop floating around, and that often seems to coat the webs. And when that happens, the webs are less sticky, but they act more like tripwires. So if you're a bumbling beetle cruising through a log, you're going to hit a few of these tripwires, and that spider is going to run out and catch you. So I think the webs are operating more like that than purely intercepting and tangling things like you would expect with a sheet web. But that fortunately works in favor of these caterpillars because they don't get caught in the webs, in part because the webs aren't super sticky and in part because they move so slowly through them.
And what do these caterpillars turn into? And how do they mate? Because presumably that is risky in itself to get to put the egg that's going to turn into the caterpillar into the right sort of environment, so it'll find a spider it can team up with.
Yeah, so these little caterpillars, when they're done, they've eaten enough protein, they'll crawl probably a little bit away from the spider web and they'll pupate. And then their case essentially doubles as a cocoon. And a few weeks later, a little beige, black, and white moth. They're actually quite lovely, but tiny. They're a little bit bigger than a grain of rice. It pops out and they'll crawl up out of the log and fly around looking for mates, the same way other moths would do that with pheromones. And then it's only the females that really have to go back in. And we haven't seen that happen, in part because these caterpillars are so rare and that's probably happening at night with these moths. But we're pretty sure what they're doing is laying their eggs in what they think are the right environments. So a rotting log that has, you know, signs of spiders, and then the tiny caterpillar is hatching, spinning a tiny case and cruising over to where the spider is. And at that point, you're looking at a caterpillar that's probably the size of a pinhead. And so it's got a little bit of time before it's even going to be on the spider's register in terms of size, where it's going to be able to scavenge little bits of insect jerky that have dried on the inside of the dead insect husks the spider has been eating.
Dan Rubinoff at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and that study has just been published in Science. And Daniel's actually sent us some pictures of the caterpillar, which you can see on our website. If you go to nakedscientist.com/podcast, take a look at this week's program transcript, you can see them.